Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It really is amazing how one new virus can turn the world upside down. Every day they release reports about the number of deaths due to COVID-19. Do you know the number of deaths due to sin? 100% of the deceased die on account of sin. Lovelessness, anger, rivalry, covetousness, love of money, fear of men, and ignorance of God. Adam and Eve tried to hide from death with fig leaves. We think we can hide from it with face masks. But in the end, as with both, we must be clothed by God, lest we be found naked, defenseless and ashamed. We need the covering of forgiveness. You see, we have no real defense at all from even the slightest evil. Martin Luther once pointed out that we cannot fathom the danger we face every single minute of the day, the enmity from which God protects us by his grace. You might think you do well on your own. You might think you avoid danger, all right. Well, consider for a moment all of the devils that surround you in this world and are intent on tearing you apart. And oh, the sin they would slave to stoke from within you. If God would withdraw his hand, if he would tell his holy angels to cease and desist from our aid for one split second, we would be torn to bits, physically and spiritually, before you can even say, "Lord, have mercy." You live and you breathe now because you are healthy or lived an upright life? No. Because you believed and prayed enough? No. You live and breathe now because it pleases God to keep your death at bay until the appointed time. At Nain, there was a widow who had an only son who had died at his appointed time. We don't know how he died, but it was tragic. And he was the only thing left for this woman in the whole world. She had already lost her husband to death. And now her only son, a full-grown man, who was to provide for her, who was to take care of her, he was now dead too. There was no welfare system. There was no government check coming for her. No food bank, no safety net of socialized seniors' care. It was the man's job to bring home the bacon, and her division of labor was to keep a home for him. Now she is alone in the world. First her husband, now her only son, both dead. All she can do now is keep a home for herself, and all she can do is hope for the charity of extended family, if she has any, or upon alms of pity from neighbors. It's very natural to think that she's crying because of the heartache of losing her son. But looking past the emotional pain, which is no doubt there, and no doubt primary, looking into her life situation, she is now a helpless widow. You can see why the epistles of the New Testament make such a strong charge for the church to look after widows. And that failing to take care of family makes one worse than an unbeliever. Our Lord Jesus Christ had a mother who was to walk the same Via Dolorosa. When Jesus was still a baby, Simeon prophesied to Mary that a sword would pierce her own soul too. She would suffer the heartbreak of losing her son to cruel death. And, by all accounts, she was widowed. The last time Scripture mentions her husband Joseph was when Jesus was 12. As an adult, Jesus is called the carpenter's son, but where is Joseph? Mary is seen much, but never again with her husband. And when Jesus is on the cross, he directs the apostle John to Mary, saying, "Behold, your mother." He instructs John to look after her now that he is going to die. Jesus cares for the widow at Nain, even as he cared for his own mother at the time of his death. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. He can sympathize with her, and he has compassion on her. He understood her misery, but he charged her, he told her not to weep. Jesus himself wept at Lazarus' tomb. We are told to grieve the dead, but not as though there is no hope. We press on and look forward to the joy that will come in the day of the new creation, in the day of the resurrection of all things. Death is bad, but the forgiveness and life that is ours in Christ is greater than all the weeping and fear that we can have for this life. We are now free to turn from our sinful self-indulgence and live every day in him and for him who has for us turned death into the very portal of eternal life. There's always reason to weep. Death looms over the world, casting its shadow over everything. And now, with this seemingly endless pandemic, we are daily reminded to be afraid because there could be another outbreak. So wear your mask. So social distance. Wouldn't it be even better that we were daily reminded that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, looking to devour us? Wouldn't it be very appropriate to be reminded that sin is crouching at our door and that death is coming for us all, whether by a virus or otherwise? Isn't that a more serious problem even than coronavirus? You might catch COVID or spread it to others, but what if you fall into sin or lead others to it? Cover your face with a mask, for sure, but more importantly, bridle your tongue. Distance yourself from your neighbor for a time, yes, but more importantly, as long as you are in this world, distance yourself from all temptation, from sin, from evil, as is within your power. COVID can lead to an earthly death, but sin can lead to eternal death. If the world bid you take this pandemic seriously, how much more does heaven cry out for you to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling? Death continues to cast its shadow as we enter the 8 months of government-sponsored fear and death. Fear of death. But you, fear God. You seek his righteousness, and you will have no cause to fear evil. Jesus Christ has come into the world, and he is the light. And he says to his disciples, "The light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going." Don't give in to fear. You have the light. Walk in him. The widow is told not to weep. And then, after that, Jesus raises her son from the dead. Then he gave the man to his mother, just as he gave John to his own mother from the cross. And the woman was not distracted. Even before Jesus raised her son, he told her not to weep. And that is because of the hope that is laid up in heaven. When Jesus asked Martha if she believed her brother Lazarus would live, she stated the faith, "Yes, I know he will live again in the resurrection of all flesh." Her faith in the consolation of Jesus came before he raised her brother. So too, this widow was told not to weep even before her son was raised. And even though the consummation of our joy must wait until his coming, he had come for her. And her grief was turned to joy then and there, as Jesus demonstrated his power over death for all to see. And all who did see glorified God, who had visited his people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes our understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.